My name is Jason Weller. I'm serving as the Acting Chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service out of Washington, D.C.
Let's start with Acting Chief. Is it a confirmation process? What's the process there and the timeline to become official?
A position that's appointed both by Secretary Vilsack and by the White House. So that is a decision that is going to be in their hands. In terms of the timeline, they're working through a number of appointments in the Department of Agriculture right now. So it's something over the next several weeks and months that is across all of USDA they're going to be making appointments. So they have not yet provided a firm timeline when they'll make the final decision.
So you're already at work. You're focused on some things. What are the focuses that you have and any concerns that you might have that our listeners would be interested in?
Right now, my primary focus is on ensuring good continuity. Chief Dave White was an incredible leader and visionary for NRCS and a true spokesperson and an amazing spokesperson for the value of conservation, not just for NRCS, but for the private lands incentive-based voluntary approach to conservation. So it's my role and task right now is just to buckle down and ensure we have good continuity in terms of our service that NRCS is providing for our customers across the landscape, and also just for our employees, too.
You know, when you think about programs like environmental quality incentives programs, the wildlife programs, hand-in-hand with these farmers, continuity is critical. That brings us to the question, I guess not only this, but everything else in government, continuity-wise, is kind of concerned right now. What's the impact of all this sequestration argument on something like an NRCS division?
We'll see what happens in the next several days. We have been preparing, and so whatever the decision is from the President and from Congress going forward, we're going to be prepared to deal with it. That said, a sequestration, a significant cut in our budget will have an impact on our ability to work with producers across the landscape. So speaking specifically for NRCS, we estimate the sequestration will reduce our budget by around $220 million, and that will then ultimately impact the number of people we can work with. So what that means in kind of how many people we can work with on a daily basis, we estimate that will reduce the number of contracts we can enter to by around 11,000 producers across the country. It may impact upwards of over 3 million acres of conservation that we could have helped absent the sequestration impacts. So that's pretty significant when you look across the landscape, whether in Florida here or whether you're in the Chesapeake Bay region or the Great Lakes region. Not being able to provide timely service and also provide that financial assistance to producers is meaningful.
I guess that doesn't affect things that are already in the field and already working, the programs approved and the money been allocated. It'll only impact you going forward on applications coming in, farmers needing the help, farmers needing staff there and those kind of things, right?
Exactly right. So for folks that have existing contracts with us, they'll be okay. That's fine. It's more about looking forward for the remainder of this fiscal year. What are they going to be the impacts? So folks that are currently enrolled in our programs and who are receiving assistance from us, everything will be okay.
What am I not asking that you'd like to push out there right now? I know you've been extremely busy and you've got to have some other concerns I'm not asking about. So what are those?
So I think it's just to reaffirm really what I view as the importance of private lands conservation and that it truly is a voluntary collaborative approach. And I really earnestly believe this is not a top-down federal approach to helping landowners address their needs. Really, it's us working through the soil and water conservation districts at the local level and our partners in the states and in the nonprofit community, but working really hand-in-hand with farmers and ranchers to jointly identify business needs, really, on their operations, sitting down with them and then figuring out how do we best help you be as successful as possible as a producer, and that long-term, it's in our interests to ensure that they're sustainably economical. So working farm and ranch is really the best thing for the natural resources. So whether you're concerned about soil or water quality or air quality or abundant wildlife, it's that collaborative approach, that partnership approach with farmers and ranchers that I just want to ensure that your listeners understand my firm belief and then support for that approach.
Well, you've been involved in this a while. You might give our listeners a little background on yourself.
Well, for me, really, the roots in this journey started actually at my first job out of college. I had the opportunity to go work on a small family ranch in Montana, Big Timber, Montana. It was a real education, I assure you. And from there, that really, for me, charted the course, and I've been pursuing that ever since. And so I have, for the last 4 years, served as the chief of staff for NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Prior to that, I worked in Congress in the Appropriations Committee, working on agricultural funding issues. Before that, with the Office of Management and Budget, with the White House Budget Office, also working on agriculture and conservation issues. So I've been orbiting NRCS for a while now, but I've been within the agency now for over 4 years, and it's a real honor and privilege to be continuing my service with NRCS.
We appreciate your time today. Thanks for the introduction.
Thank you very much. Also appreciate it.